Good Thursday morning, my friends, and today we find ourselves in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, and today's reading is the prologue, or opening hymn, that introduces the key themes of John's Gospel. Jesus is described as the Word who already existed with God and whose life brought light to people. John the Baptist is described as one who bore witness to the light. And God's saving word for us as we continue this week is joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So let's begin reading John chapter 1 at verse 1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. From the very beginning in the Word was with God, and through Him God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without Him. The Word was the source of life, and this life brought light to people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. God sent His messenger, a man named John, who came to tell the people about the light, so that all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell people about the light. It was the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on all people. The Word was in the world, and though God made the world through Him, yet the world did not recognize Him. He came into His own country, but His own people did not receive Him. Some, however, did receive Him and believed in Him, so He gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as the children of a human father. God Himself was their Father. The Word became a human being and full of grace and truth, lived among us, and we saw His glory, the glory which He received as the Father's only Son. John spoke about Him. He cried out, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'He comes after me, but He is greater than I am, because He existed before I was born.' Out of the fullness of His grace, He has blessed us all, giving us one blessing after another. God gave the law through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, who is the same as God and is at the Father's side, He has made Him known." And today's key verse is John chapter 1, verse 14, where the Word says, "The Word became a human being and full of grace and truth, lived among us." You know, beloved, this is such an interesting introduction to the life of Christ we find here in the opening verses of John's Gospel, John's account of what they experienced in Jesus' life there among them. And here, John starts off, you know, much differently than the other gospel writers. Jesus is presented as the Word through whom God created and gave life to everything. The opening words, "in the beginning," takes us all the way back to Genesis chapter 1. The very first thing that God created was light. And here we're told that Jesus is the light of the world. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, You are the living Word and the source of life. You are the true light that no darkness can overcome. Grace and truth came through You. Out of the fullness of Your grace, I am blessed because I believe in You. I know that I am a beloved child of God. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for coming into the world. In Your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to a close, beloved. Tomorrow we'll be in John chapter 1, beginning of verse 19, where John the Baptist testifies that Jesus is the Son of God. Until tomorrow, then, may God's richest blessing be yours.